Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
Hour number two. This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. I'm Mitch Nellis. Tommy Wirtz is here, and the kicker, Mason Crosby, in the house. And the pride of Sonoma, California, joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show. Doing a little dance for Sonoma there, I see. Tony Moll. Tony, welcome to the show.
We can't hear him, Tommy.
I know. I think it's on your end.
What about now?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah. You got unmuted, Tony.
Well,
come on. I know.
Because we're finally getting rain. It's
Okay. What are you, one rosé in already today or what? Let's go.
Not yet. Nice.
Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for being here, man.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for having me. I love doing this. So anytime.
And Tony, I am wearing purple and yellow, but it is the Cudahy Packers, and this is Tommy, our producer. This is his Christmas gift to me, so I only will wear these colors if it's a gift from a good buddy.
Tommy was a stud offensive lineman at Cudahy.
Yeah, yeah. I was Milinovich Lineman of the Year in 2017. Thank you very much. You can lead with that next time you talk to Tony. It's my alma mater, and it's the only other Packers in the state of Wisconsin other than the ones on Green Bay.
You just leveled up like 10x. So
thank you.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, let's dive into this a little bit. We got a big matchup this weekend, Packers versus the Baltimore Ravens, with two teams that you played for. So kind of my first question, I've been thinking about this. We've talked about it a little bit before, but just tell us the differences in playing and maybe some of the similarities from going from Green Bay, going to the Ravens. Obviously, John Harbaugh was a brand new, he was, I think, second year maybe as a head coach there for the Ravens when you got there. So just talk about what it was like playing for both organizations on the, on the week that they're going to play a big game on Saturday night.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, the Packers organization is different than all others, right? It doesn't have an owner. It the fan base is just they live and breathe through what goes on Sunday. And you know, when I went to Baltimore, they're really close to that as well. It's a community that just truly cares about the Ravens. The way that the organization treats its players, the facilities are top notch. This, as you kind of see when you go around the NFL, there's like different levels, different tiers of organizations, and you know, and the Ravens is definitely a top notch organization as well. But you know, playing for Harbaugh, I mean, he, you know, it's a tough blue collar, really similar to, you know, how McCarthy was for us back in the day. I mean, it was just like get in there and grind and, you know, and be tougher than everybody else. And so for me, I was like, this is great. I mean, going from Green Bay, where I love the philosophy there, and all of a sudden in Baltimore is the same thing. You know, they're still similar to that today. I mean, it's a blue collar town. They play blue collar football, and it's fun to watch them and, you know, remember my past. But, you know, for me and, you know, what I am today, I mean, it's that, you know, the gold stands for the Packers, and, that's what I hold on to.
Nice.
Love that.
So I know you watch a lot of ball still, and you're just, you know, you're kind of tuned in. Have you been watching much of the Packers season, watching this offensive line? Do you have any thoughts from your professional opinion on how this Packers offensive line has been playing?
It's the game always changes, but the one place it really doesn't is his offensive line play. I mean, it's still about being able to, you know, figure out who's blitzing, how the safeties are rolling. Linebackers are pushing one way or the other and then making the changes and being able to stay on your feet and block the guy in front of you. It's been an interesting year. I feel like there's been, quite a few hurries and quarterback rushes lately. And but ultimately, you know, they're moving the ball down the field. It's just sustainability of, getting into the end zone, especially this late in the season. I mean,
yeah.
Injuries stack up. I mean, Mace, you get in the end of the season. I mean, it's just trying to get through the day.
And, battle of attrition. Rehab,
oh my God. And, you know, especially on the O-line, D-line, I mean, you're taking so much punishment, even in practice. I mean, they're, you know, and I'm sure even today it's different. You know, they're doing less and less, and just more about rehabilitation, but you know, hopefully the speed and the quickness is what they've been known for to help protect Jordan Love is going to continue.
We got Tony Moll, former Packers offensive line, former Baltimore Ravens offensive lineman, and now, just running Three Fat Guys Winery and, crushing it out there in Sonoma. I want to ask you, because you could play every position on the line. You played a lot of different spots. What is that like for an offensive lineman, for an offensive line group, when there's injuries, guys having to be moved, doing all that? Like, did you have experiences where it kind of worked seamlessly and sometimes where it was like, gosh, this mesh of this group just sure. doesn't really work where guys are playing? Talk about injuries on the line and how that how shifting positions can really affect that offensive line core group.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me personally, it's what really helped me sustain a longer career in the NFL is my flexibility, being able to play across the line, play wing, play tight end, long snapper, and that's part of the being in the NFL is you have to be versatile. In the all five lineman positions, I mean, they're different of each other. Even though it doesn't really seem like it, but from guard to tackle, the way you move your body, your hips, your pad level, how you strike an opponent. And then all of a sudden when you go from right to left and you have to reverse that, it's like a mirror image. It's hard on your body. It's uncomfortable. So playing in one position's far better, but that rarely gets to happen.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, very rare.
So I have a follow-up to that. Tony Moll joining us here on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, One Call, That's All. So what, some organizations like to keep their guys at one spot. Some of the organizations, like you mentioned, like that flexibility, like to move guys around. Why does it seem that some guys do a really good job with that. Like, some guys are like, oh, yeah, I'll move from left guard to right tackle to center to whatever, and it'll be totally fine. And then other guys, like, you think of, I mean, specifically like Elgton Jenkins this year, where, like, everybody thought, like, the move to center, he's going to be great. He was great at guard, and it just didn't work. Why do some organizations, I mean, not just why it doesn't work for some players and not others, but why do some organizations, like, why don't they see that, like, somebody's really good at this position? Let's keep them at that position. Like, we don't have to be flexible with it.
Yeah, I mean, it could be just a weekly philosophy, too. I mean, you know, depending on the defense you're going against, I mean, is it better to kind of move people around and have a stronger left side versus a right side, more, you know, versus being quicker? You know, it's one of those that's it's hard to say. I mean, three of my quarterbacks are playing in the NFL right now. I might make a return myself. I mean, that's all I know.
Let's go.
If they need another lineman, I'm happy to give them a series. And I think that's all I could give.
Tony, how much of that do you think is, like, hindering the development of a guy like Jordan Morgan, right, where he's just moving around all the time? They want him to play left tackle, but the opening was at right tackle, and then it was at right guard, and now he's on the bench. And another rookie already passing him up, going into one of the spots he was playing at. Like, how much of that is really affecting the Packers' former first-round pick?
If you got the three fat guys in this room talking about this, it'd be the biggest argument we'd all make. It's the thing that hampered us the most when we played, is how much we had to shift because of injuries, that we never got comfortable in one position to truly become the professional that they wanted. And so as soon as you kind of got, okay, now I got a routine down, I'm communicating with my, you know, the guy to my left, the guy to my right. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, you got to jump over here. And now it flips you around. And it's great to be, you know, seize the opportunities to get on the field. But at the end of the day, are you creating this core group that can just trust each other? Because truly that's what we're trying to do as an offensive line, is become one, you know, a wall that either is blocking forward for a running back or, you know, creating a pocket for the quarterback. And so, you know, what do you want if I'm going to be moving around using, you know, working with different people? It makes it extremely difficult. But, you know, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, seize the opportunity, get on the field, and, you know, you got to be that guy. And, you know, ultimately, like I said earlier, I mean, it's what helped me sustain a longer NFL career, without a doubt, was my flexibility to be able to play and be in any position.
Yeah, you mentioned the quarterbacks, and you had sent me a text about that yesterday. I want to, like, talk to me about your connection to the oldest quarterbacks in the NFL right now. With Phillip Rivers coming back, you've played with Aaron Rodgers, Phillip Rivers, and with Joe Flacco. That's right. Oh, yeah, sure. Whenever you went to the Ravens. So just talk about what that's like, you know, seeing those guys playing still here in the NFL, and just talk about the three of them, like their unique, you know, kind of who they are and what they're about, and what that sure. experience was.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of cool to be able to look back at that. It's hilarious. It makes me feel young that they're still playing. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was three organizations that were always in the playoffs. And so, you know, I got to be a part of, you know, incredible football for my entire career, you know, but playing with Brett was, you know, insane as, you know, a 20-year-old, you know, just, you know, playing with, you know, such a legend.
That's right. You played with Favre too.
And then, you know, being the same age as Aaron and, you know, helping him get his career started was, you know, really cool, and kind of see him just kind of just take off. And we saw it in practice too. I mean, he'd outperform Brett, and we knew he was, you know, going to be taking over. And then going to Baltimore and with Joe, and you could see that, you know, Joe's tall, lengthy, and, you know, he could really throw the ball, but, you know, it was just a different philosophy. And so kind of, you know,
Oh, I think we just lost him right there in the middle of it.
Did you just throw him away, Tommy? No. Just like,
it's all that. It's all that rain. It's all that rain in Sonoma that just throws internet off. They don't know how to handle it.
I hope it is, because, like, they, you know, for the grapes and everything. Like, they don't. You saw him celebrating, right, Mace?
He was,
like,
happy. He's happy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's back.
This is a perfect time of year for it.
Don't worry. There he is. All right, Tony.
All good. No worries.
You were having such a great response.
Listen, first storm.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's what we're saying.
In California.
A little rain in the whole all the internet. Everything goes down out there.
All right. O-line flexibility, so, A+. Plus. Computer flexibility, F grade so far on Tony Moll right now.
So, yeah. So, I mean, working with Joe, I mean, you know, it was really cool. I was like, okay, I got to play with a legend. And then I got to play with a guy that's going to be a legend. And now I got to get to play with a guy that, you know, is – well on his way to, you know, creating his own legend and being a part of that and, you know, and seeing the difference of how Aaron Rodgers got to sit under, you know, Brett Favre and now, you know, Joe's straight out of college and just performing. And it was, you know, it's just a different, you know, philosophy, but, you know, just really cool to be a part of, you know, being living on the East Coast and then heading out back to California, you know, playing with Phillip Rivers, who, you know, was 2 years in the league before I was. And there was just this weird moment of he really does a great job of trying to be Brett Favre. I mean, they talk the same, their lingo is the same, the way that they handle cadence and audibles exactly the same. But when I was there, it was the same playbook as the Ravens. And so it was like this weird connection to kind of like end my career of just like bringing it all together. But you know, all three having those guys still playing right now, it makes it super cool. And you know, and there's a lot more football for me to watch now, which is great.
Yeah. What do you think about Phillip Rivers coming out of retirement? I mean, it's like, he's, you know, he's living the dream. He was a 5 years.
He's playing okay.
Yeah. 5 years about to be off that NFL insurance. And he's like, hey, I got all these kids. I don't really want to keep doing, I don't want to have to pay for this stuff. I'm just going to jump back on that benefit train. So yeah, he had a good night. He had a good night last night against the Niners. He threw for like 260 yards.
He had a good first half. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it's taking a year off or two. I mean, it's good for you. I mean, I think you know, it's going to prove him. The way that we're rehabbing today versus 20, 30 years ago, and the way we're handling our bodies is, you know, a guy like that that, you know, doesn't take a lot of impact as a quarterback. You know, they're sure they get hit and pulled down every once in a while, they might get an injury. But, you know, if your arm's still good, it's gonna allow you to throw. And I think we're gonna see that. I mean, we might finally be in an era that you're gonna get these quarterbacks that the longevity gets them into their 40s. And I don't think longer than their 40s, but you know, it's showing that it's capable and it's, you know, the mind is still strong. You know,
I think only Tommy or Tony, I think only quarterbacks are going to have these really long careers in the NFL though. Like, I think NFL careers, not that they can get much shorter, but we talk about this all the time with, like NIL and like the money, even just being a professional. Like, it's hard to be a pro though and like do it for a long period of time. So I see these young guys, they're trying to stay in college because they're getting paid. And then it's like, you get in the NFL, I mean, 5 year, you get to that second contract, you're like, hey, I got 10 years. I got, you know, $80 million in the bank. Like, I'm going to save my body and shut this thing down. I feel like quarterbacks are the only position that maybe are going to run 20-year careers anymore.
Exactly. I 100% agree. I mean, unless they threw crazy money at me to come be a speed bump, there's no way I'm coming back.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be nice. Big dollars. So that's why, like, let's just say a segue here, why we got a sec. Like, now you're in the, you know, you're doing the wine business. You got you, Darren College, Jason Spitz, three fat guys. Like, tell everybody listening just like what's going on there with three fat guys in the wine industry.
You know, the thing that's the best part about this is, you know, for the three of us, it keeps us talking. I mean, we're communicating, you know, like I was literally just on the phone with Darren. We're figuring out some stuff for January. Getting ready. We're going to do a big dinner up in Boise, Idaho, then flip right around and come back down to the Bay Area for the Super Bowl and all the events here that we're going to be a part of.
Nice. So you're going to be doing some stuff down there and for the Super Bowl festivities, if you will.
Yeah. So, you know, just Sonoma's, you know, about an hour's drive from San Francisco, you know, about 2 hours drive from Santa Clara. You know, so we're really trying to push this year to get the NFL up to the North Bay. Come be a part of wine country. Come use this space. So we've done some promotional stuff with a handful of media outlets to kind of just promote the Bay Area. And, you know, here's an opportunity to come up to the wine country and get some NFL flair. You know, we have a really cool tasting room here in Sonoma that we have some massive TVs. So people come on the weekends to watch Saturday football, Sunday football. It's a fun atmosphere, and obviously we get into January, then you get the playoff watch parties. But we're a niche in ourselves because we don't take ourselves too seriously. Obviously, we have a comical name that just represents the true fat guys, the linemen. Nobody really knows our names anyway, so why do we need to use them? It makes it a cool brand, and we celebrate good wine and in an unpretentious way, and it makes it fun.
I like it. I need one of those hats. I like the hat right that you're wearing.
That is a fire hat. Mason, question for you.
Okay.
Tony Moll in college, over under 1.5 touchdowns.
Over.
Why?
Because he played tight end.
There you go.
Because he was a baller.
I thought I was going to trip you up on that one.
He was a baller. I mean, he played tight end occasionally.
The answer's four.
Yeah, in the NFL as well.
Right, Tony? Four touchdowns in college. Yep.
And it's a trick question because we had him on Crosby's crew, Molly and I, and we talked about his time there in Nevada as well. So Molly had already done all the research.
I should have asked Tommy.
Tony, how do you take that transition in that late stage where you're in college and thinking about wanting to play in the NFL? Like, tight ends, you can say, hey, I still get my blocking fix, but I have a chance to score touchdowns. And now you go to the NFL where if you're scoring a touchdown, something has gone horribly wrong on the play, probably.
it's a bygone era. I mean, with NIL, I mean, think about like a coach going up to a tight end and being like, I need to turn you into an offensive lineman. You'd be like, I'm entering the transfer portal. We'll see you later, right?
Yeah, I'm going somewhere else. That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, at Nevada, we were running the pistol offense, which nobody knew what was going on except for us, which was the best part. We had an incredible tight end core. And so, I mean, I was basically more the blocking tight end. And so going into my senior year, one of our tackles went to the NFL, and there was a huge void that showed up in spring ball. And so I got surrounded by all the coaches and they're like, we got to make you our other tackle. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I like touchdowns. I like all. And before I got out of the locker room, my phone rings, they got to my mom and she's like,
they got to my mom.
I mean, heck of recruiters. I mean, they knew exactly who to call.
But, exactly.
I mean, obviously it was a good choice. I mean, it's a different game. Obviously it's a lot more punishing, which is fun. I grew up in a household full of brothers, so it's just like I knew exactly how to treat people on the football field.
How much weight did you put on? I know you've told us before, but
and how did you do it? Like, what did you get to eat? Was it fun eating that much?
Yeah.
Was it a chore, or did you just get to eat all the McDonald's you wanted, or Wendy's, or whatever?
I'm a healthy guy, so it's I put on 60 pounds in 6 months, when I got up to 305 right the week before our first game against Washington State. And that was brutal. I mean, it was fun at first, but it got to the point where it was just like, I was tired of eating. I mean,
it was
major meals a day, plus a peanut butter and jelly peanut butter and jelly sandwich before bed.
Jeez.
Did you set an alarm to like wake up in the middle of the night to eat?
Luckily not, but it was way too much. I mean, but you have all the buffets in Reno, so it wasn't hard to find a big meal.
The Reno buffets, I love that. That's
we also need to know, in Nevada, do they say Nevada or Nevada right now?
The only people that say Nevada is people that have never been there.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Tony, we are two days from Christmas. Kids probably getting excited. Just tell us, because we're going to talk about it later on the show as well. Favorite Christmas movie, favorite food around the holidays, and your favorite gift you've ever given or received.
Oh, man. I mean, movies, I mean, we're in this stage. I mean, our oldest is 13. The Santa Claus movies are, Tim Allen.
I do like the Santa
Claus.
They're
the best. And, the old ones with, are great too. I mean, the TV's constantly on, with holiday stuff. And, my daughter rules the house now with my wife. And so it's the Hallmark movies. Oh, my God.
Oh.
It's too much.
Can't do
it. And,
I was a simple kid from Sonoma. I went and played in the NFL.
Exactly.
And then I came back to my hometown and my high school flame worked in the coffee shop. I started a wine company.
The pizza restaurant. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Tony and Megan could be a Hallmark movie. Like, exactly.
That we'll start that on the Fat Boy Network. Yeah, that'll be
there. Great. It is.
You know, for gifts though, I you know, I'm gonna spin it a little bit. I got myself the gift this year, which I'm really excited about. Right. And you know, we have a lot of fun on social media with Three Fat Guys, and we're gonna, you know, continue to just expand what we're doing. And it's a new hobby that I've kind of gotten into, but I thought it'd be really cool to kind of show one of the gifts I got myself this year. Let's see how it pops up on the camera.
Oh God! Yeah, you got it. Oh, nice. Wow. Oh, buddy. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Rookie. Limited.
Mason Crosby's rookie card.
That's unreal. Look at
autograph.
That.
Wow.
Heck yeah, buddy.
That's amazing.
Nice. Where'd you get that?
I got it for like $3.
Yeah.
I found it in the garbage.
Who is that? A Cudahy pawn store?
No, it's the best part. Take a look.
Goodness. Jeez, that's deflating.
yours was more than that. This is here's Darren's rookie card.
Oh, look
nice,
at that.
Nice. Oh, fat guy. That's
like
a fat guy.
Like $2.
That's awesome. So you're card collecting. Look
here's
at that. 30. Wow, you found
like,
all the
I
cards.
Pay money for it was shipping was more expensive than the card. Here's and then I got
amazing
AJ's.
Oh, nice. With the little jersey swatch in there. Yeah, nice. I love that.
Out of 99. I mean, it's fun. It's kind of like the new thing we're going to start doing is like, I've been buying everybody that I was friends with in the NFL.
That's really cool.
Their rookie cards because they're all like $5 because it's in the era that nobody really cares about. I mean, it's the best part. I mean,
no one cares anymore.
Mason just retired. So his was like, I think it was the most expensive so far. It was like $30-something.
Nice. Damn. All right. Yeah, get it. Get it while you can, man. Yep, I'm buying them all up. I'm going to make those things really tough to find. There's only like four of them, but you know they're very rare.
Your Christmas present next year is already being thought of.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Right? Here, take the. I just got these ones today. Look at this one. You guys know
that?
Who that is?
I can't see it. What?
Drive.
Oh, Drive. Wow.
Wait, is he wearing number 13?
Is that 13?
Yeah, isn't that wild?
What?
That's crazy. I did not know he was...
Spencer Havner.
Havner, my gosh!
I like Spencer Havner, man.
Spencer Havner is the best. Yeah, Tony, that is so awesome. That is, I love that you shared that. Those are great. I can't wait. I'm gonna hit you up all the time. Like, all right, what new cards have you collected?
Well, and you said you love
perfect.
And you said you love doing this, so we might have you on the show a little bit more often.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No, talk some
whenever
rosé, talk some reds and whites, you know?
Heck
let's
yeah.
Let's fill up the bucket.
Let's do it. Don't tempt me with a good time.
All right, Tony.
All right. Challenge accepted. Tony, thank you so much for jumping on today. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. All the good things. Enjoy all those Hallmark movies, brother.
I appreciate it. Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks.
Don't put on 60 pounds over the Christmas break. Like,
that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You can't do that anymore. Tony Moll on joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all. Just real quick, some breaking news. Matt LaFleur just got to the podium. Jordan Love will practice today in a limited capacity, but is still in concussion protocol. Malik Willis will also practice in a limited capacity. So both quarterbacks limited in practice today.
Yeah, the fact that he's practicing means that he's progressing pretty well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I would expect Jordan Love to be cleared by Saturday then.
Yeah, I saw that on Matt Schneidman's Twitter, but I'm sure Schneidman and the Woodpecker and all of our best our Packers reporters are up there doing the job. When we come back, we're going to make our weekly picks for this upcoming week, all the NFC North and some other big NFL matchups that are happening. And then, you know, just some Christmas talk and favorite songs, favorite foods, favorite movies.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
The answer is yes, because that's already my favorite Christmas movie.
That's your favorite? Okay.
The Rumbles actually asked, could we watch it this year? And I said, yes, we can.
I think I'm going to watch it with Nolan. I think it's time that he, he gets to see Die Hard and it's in all of its glory.
Yippee-ki-yay. I won't finish that. I'll just end right there. He's Tommy Wirtz. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nels. We are the Mason Crosby Show. Thanks to Tony Moll, absolute best. Maybe second best Andy Herman, but he's also the absolute best.
That's right.
We are the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.